Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God be with you today and give you the grace to walk with Him today in purity and holiness and righteousness. This week I have been looking at a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." We have looked at being an example in different areas of life, in word and conversation, which is our walk. And this morning we want to look at how we can be an example in charity. So charity, in our everyday language, we use the word love, but how can we as believers be an example in love, in charity? Romans 13, starting at verse 8, says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." So how do we fulfill the law? You know, when we love one another. Verse 9 says, "For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." You know, if we have the true love of God, you know, we're not going to covet our neighbor's things. We're not going to commit adultery by desiring our neighbor's wife because we love our neighbor. We are not going to steal from our neighbor because we love our neighbor. We're not going to bear false witness because we against our neighbor because we love our neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. We're not going to covet our neighbor's property and his buildings and his vehicles and whatever he has because we love our neighbor. It says, "And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And see, the thing is, when we do these things, you know, not only do we hurt our neighbor, but especially in committing adultery, you know, you hurt your own relationship, and so you don't love your neighbor. And so it says, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." And so we are familiar with 1 Corinthians chapter 13 also, which is the love chapter. He says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men, of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." So we are called to be an example of the believers in charity. The believers are supposed to stand out with their charity, with their love. And Jesus also says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And so are we being a true example of the believers today in charity? Do our neighbors see that we have charity in our lives, in our hearts, in our homes? Do we have true charity? Are we a true example of the believers? We are called to be godlike. in our charity. So pray that you'll be inspired to be an example of the believers in charity today as you go about your day. And may God be glorified and honored by it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love towards us. Thank you for your word, Lord, that speaks to our hearts, its life, and its power, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you not only speak the word to us, but you give us the grace to live it out. We thank you and we praise you, and I ask that you be with each one that listens to this and give them the power and the grace to go forward today and to be an example of the believers in charity. In Jesus' name, amen.